But some of the settled Arabs were becoming dissatisfied with this pagan pluralism and were attempting to create an indigenous Arabian monotheism. Shortly before Muhammad received his first revelation, they had seceded from the religious life of the Haram. It was pointless, they told their tribesmen, to run round and round the black stone, which could neither see, nor hear, nor hurt, nor help. Arabs, they believed, had corrupted the religion of their father Abraham. So they were going to seek the Hanifiyya, his pure religion. This was not an organised sect. These Hanifs all despised the worship of the stone effigies and believed that Allah was the only God, but not all interpreted this conviction identically. Some expected that an Arab prophet would come with a divine mission to revive the pristine religion of Abraham. Others thought that this was unnecessary. People could return to the Hanifiyya on their own initiative. Some preached the resurrection of the dead and the Last Judgment. Others converted to Christianity or Judaism as an interim measure until the religion of Abraham was properly established. The Hanifs had little impact on their contemporaries because they were chiefly concerned with their own personal salvation. They had no desire to reform the social or moral life of Arabia, and their theology was essentially negative. Instead of creating something new, they simply withdrew from the mainstream. Indeed, the word Hanif may derive from a root word meaning to turn away from. They had a clearer idea of what they did not want than a positive conception of where they were going. But the movement was a symptom of the spiritual restiveness in Arabia at the beginning of the 7th century. And we know that Muhammad had close links with three of the leading Hanifs of Mecca. Ubaydallah ibn Jash was his cousin, and Waraka ibn Nawfal was a cousin of Khadija. Both these men became Christians. The nephew of Zayd ibn Amr, who attacked the pagan religion of Mecca so vehemently that he was driven out of the city, became one of Muhammad's most trusted disciples. It seems, therefore, that Muhammad moved in Hanafi circles and may have shared Zayd's yearning for divine guidance. One day, before he had been expelled from Mecca, Zayd had stood beside the Kaaba, inveighing against the corrupt religion of the Haram. But suddenly he broke off. "O Allah," he cried, "if I knew how you wish to be worshipped, I would so worship you. But I do not know."
This ends Disc 1.